Hello and good morning. This is 94.3 Radio 1. I'm your host, MJ Tarun, and this program is called Swatantra. It's an investor education initiative by UTI. And this whole week, I'm joined by our expert, Mr. Manish Chauhan. He's director, JagoInvestor.com. It's spelled J-A-G-O, investor.com. Manish, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tarun, and hello to everyone who is listening to this.
We are going to talk about planning for your family vacation and how can you upgrade it. Upgradation is something that we all like. But let's start with talking about planning a vacation and managing finances. Do you see any similarities in these two things?
Yes, there are similarities. But to all the people who are hearing, they will first think that managing finances and planning for vacation, how they are different, like they are same things. But if you look at both of them at a close level, you will realize that both of them need planning. Just like a person messes up their financial life or lives it beautifully, in the same way, when you plan for a vacation, you can either mess it up or you can plan out things properly. There is no stress, everything is in place. So in that way, yes, they both are very similar. There are some good practices in living a good financial life. In the same way, there are some good practices you should do when you are planning for a vacation.
Right. So there are some similarities.
Yes.
And of course, we'll talk about that and some financial things that you can do when you're planning your vacation here on 94.3 Radio 1. Upgrade to Upscale Radio. I'm Tarun in conversation with Mr. Manish Chauhan, Director, JagoInvestor.com. Good morning. This is 94.3 Radio 1. I'm your host, MJ Tarun. And are you planning a family vacation? Well, this is what you need to hear. On Swatantra, which is an investor education initiative by UTI, I am in conversation with Mr. Manish Chauhan. He's director, JagoInvestor.com, our finance expert for this whole week on Swatantra. Manish, let's talk about some financial things that we should do before we leave for a vacation.
Yeah, so I'll talk about some of the financial things and some of the general things. So one of the things which I personally do and I recommend everyone is that whenever you are going for the vacation, whenever you are leaving, it's a good idea to always call the hotel and confirm the booking, because a lot of times you book it online and you just reach there and it happens that some issue happens. Yeah,
yes.
It is not confirmed. So that is one thing I would recommend. The second thing is you should ideally buy a travel insurance if you're going on a long weekend. If you're going on a very short vacation, like 2-3 days, it is fine. But if you're going out of India or like a week vacation, even in India, it's generally preferred to buy a travel insurance. The other thing you can do is if you're going to various sightseeing places, it's a good idea to check if they are open on the days when you go there.
Right.
So that is one thing. And if you are going on a long vacation, like a week or so, it's a good idea to check what all payments are going to happen from your account, like EMIs, your SIPs, or any investments. Because a lot of times it happens that you don't have balance in account, you are not there, the bank is calling you, and you know that is something you should take care of.
Right.
That's very important. You should also make sure that you have some extra balance in your bank account. Like always have like 20,000-30,000 extra, because you don't know when you would need some extra money on your vacation. Right. And finally, obviously, you should just make sure that you keep a Xerox copy of all your important documents like passport, your hotel bookings, your ID proofs at home also. Because if you lose them, you can call someone back home and use it back.
Right.
So these are some of the very important things.
Very, very important points indeed. Take care of these things. And of course, stay tuned to 94.3 Radio 1. Upgrade to Upscale Radio.
UTI Mutual Fund presents UTI Swatantra Series Season 2. Powered by 94.3 Radio 1.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
Hey, good morning. This is 94.3 Radio 1. I'm Tarun. And as you know, this week on Swatantra, which is an investor education initiative by UTI, we are talking about upgrading your family vacation, how you can make the most out of it in a very financial way. Mr. Manish Chauhan, Director, JagoInvestor.com, is our expert on the show this week. And he was telling us about things that we should do before we are leaving for a vacation yesterday. Now, today, let's talk about financial tips that you could give somebody who's planning for a low-budget trip, Manish.
Yes. So very interesting topic. When we plan for a low budget trip, we want to minimize our expenses.
Right.
And my take on this is that, see, generally we have three important expenses. One is travel, one is food, and the third one is stay. So what I believe is whenever you are going for any trip, whether it is a lavish trip or a low budget one, you need to spend on one thing, obviously, because wherever you are going, it is either a place where you have great food, or you have some exotic location, or you have a lot of places to see. So what you should do is pick one thing which is the best there at the place where you are going, and spend on the most of the money you should go there, but you should minimize on the other things. For example, if you are going to Goa, you are sure that you will be outside most of the time. You will be on beaches, you will be roaming around. So it doesn't make sense to spend a lot on the hotel, because mainly you'll go in the night, you'll sleep, and again you'll be out, right?
Right.
So if I go on vacation to Goa with my friends, we book a very inexpensive place and we try to spend more on food and roaming. Yeah, experiences. Yes. So that is my take on it. I am not a person who says that minimize stay, minimize everything, because then it is not a vacation.
Right.
Right. So you have to find out what is the best part of that place where you are going, and spend more on that and minimize on the other things. And a few other things which you can do is go in the off season. Try to go on the off season if that is possible, and try your tickets in advance. Like, that is one way you can save on the travel part. And obviously you can search for some online deals. There are many places, many websites which give you very good deals. So these are few things you can do.
Right. Deals are everywhere these days, and if you plan it well in advance, you do get really good benefits and discounts.
Yes.
Try it out, and of course, stay tuned to 94.3 Radio 1. And if you have any questions, let us know through our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio 1 Pune. I'm Tarun, in conversation with Mr. Manish Chauhan, Director, JagoInvestor.com. This is Swatantra. It's an investor education initiative by UTI. Hey, this is 94.3 Radio 1. I'm Tarun, and on 94.3 Radio 1, we're talking about planning for a vacation and how can you invest to upgrade your family vacation. Mr. Manish Chauhan, Director, JagoInvestor.com, is our guide this whole week. He's helping us with all these questions that we have. So Manish, a lot of people may just think that why do we even need to save for a trip? They can use credit. It's available so easily these days.
Yes, very important point for today's generation. If you are using your credit card or any type of credit to fund your vacation once in a while, like out of 10 vacations, if you are doing it for one, it's fine. But what we have seen is nowadays people are just living on credit. So they are consuming right now and deferring the payments in future.
Right.
And there are various researches which have shown that this is how people get into debt trap. Okay, this is how people start their financial lives, and then later, after 5 years, 10 years, they get into deep mess. People don't realize this.
Right.
So once you are used to it, like once you start your vacation on credit card, you will buy other things on credit card. This is the start. People are new into jobs, they are young, and they want to catch up with friends. Everyone is going, so I should also go, and I don't have money, so let's start with credit card. So fine, if you're doing it once in a while, one time, it is okay, but don't make it a habit.
Right.
Because what happens is just like smoking, you start with one cigarette thinking, it's a cool thing, I'll never do it. It doesn't go that way. You start it, and when you get into that habit, you never know. And
right.
If you see most of the people who are deep into debt, whose financial life is bad, if you track down their financial histories, this is how they have started. So
right.
Don't make it a habit. If you are using a credit, you also tend to overshoot your budget because you are not paying it right now. If you are bringing the money out of your pocket right now, you will think on, okay, this is how much I can spend on food, I can spend on travel, and you will be within your budget. But if you don't have a limit, because you have to pay in the future, right? You will think, okay, let me just book a lavish place, let's go by air, and you'll do all sort of things and you'll overshoot the budget,
yeah.
Right? Because the pain of paying in the future. So yes, I would not recommend credit card in general, but once in a while it is fine. If you're doing it once, it is okay.
Don't make it a habit.
Yeah, don't make it a habit. And one more important thing is, if you use too much of credit card, too much of credit, your CIBIL score also gets impacted, and that is a very important thing nowadays for getting loans,
etc. Right, remember that. And of course, stay tuned to 94.3 Radio 1, upgrade to upscale radio.
UTI Mutual Fund presents UTI Swatantra Series Season 2, powered by 94.3 Radio 1.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme related documents carefully.
Hey, good morning. This is 94.3 Radio 1 and on Swatantra, which is an investor education initiative by UTI. I'm joined by Mr. Manish Chauhan. He's Director, JagoInvestor.com, and we're talking about how could you invest to upgrade your family vacation. And when it comes to family, I'm getting a lot of questions, Manish. One of such questions is if I will need my partner's help for saving for a trip. What are your thoughts on it?
So there was a time in India when the whole financial life belonged to the man of the house. He earned the money and he did all the expenses. But nowadays we are seeing that husband and wife both have their own financial life. They both are saving from their account. Then they have their own assets, their own bank balances. So yes, if you can fund the vacation on your own, if you don't need any help from the partner, it is fine. But if you are short of the cash, short of the money, you can talk to your partner and get the contribution.
Right.
Yes. And if you're not married, if you're going with your boyfriend or girlfriend, then obviously it depends on your equation with your partner, how comfortable you are and what you think about it.
And how much money do you need for that particular place, wherever you're going?
Yes, that's correct.
Right.
Yes. If it's a lot of money, I think if both of them contribute, it would be great. Yes.
Right. Share the load. And of course, stay tuned to 94.3 Radio 1 for any questions that you may have. Write to us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio 1. Pune. Hey, good morning. This is 94.3 Radio 1. I'm your host, MJ Tarun. And on Swatantra, which is an investor education initiative by UTI, our guest is Mr. Manish Chauhan, Director, JagoInvestor.com. He's helping us understand the investments related to family vacations. How can you upgrade your family vacations using your investments? And how can you save for a vacation? What are some mistakes that we can avoid while saving through our investments, Manish?
Okay, and we are talking about mainly for saving for vacations, right? So, if you see the goal of vacation, it is generally a short-term goal. It is coming in next few months or maybe a year or two. It is not like a retirement goal or kids' education, which will come after many, many years.
Right.
So, one of the most important things here is the liquidity of the money. You need them whenever you need the money should be available. So, what happens is a lot of investment products, there are lock-ins. Like, for example, there are many tax-saving products. There's a 3-year or 5-year lock-in. Or if you break that investment, there's a penalty. And people don't think about all these things while putting on in the money. So just check these two things, that wherever you are putting the money for your vacation, is it going to be liquid? Is it going to be available when you need it? And that too without penalty or very, very small penalty. So that are the two things I suggest people should look at.
Right. Yeah, remember, and of course, stay tuned to 94.3 Radio 1. Upgrade to upscale radio.
UTI Mutual Fund presents UTI Swatantra Series Season 2, powered by 94.3 Radio 1.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
Hello, this is 94.3 Radio 1. I'm Tarun and I love vacations. Everybody does, right? And we are always looking for ways how to upgrade them. So that's what we're trying to talk about this whole week. And our expert is Mr. Manish Chauhan, Director, JagoInvestor.com. So Manish, if we want to go for a good lavish vacation, which investments do you think are ideal?
Okay, so here I'll talk about two things. The first thing is, if you're this lavish vacation which you're planning to go for, if it is going to happen in next few months or maybe after a year, you don't have much time actually.
Right.
You need a lot of money for that. And you also can't go for a investment product where you get high returns, because you can go get high returns only in the long term, not in the short term. So basically you are just going to save money, that's all. So let's say if you want 1 lakh rupees after 1 year, the only option for you is to save 10,000 rupees or 8,000-9,000 rupees every month.
Right.
And you should do it ideally in a debt mutual fund. You can go for a debt mutual fund, which is a good alternate of FD. They are tax efficient and you get a little bit more return than your fixed deposits. Or if you're not comfortable with that, you can then go for a simple FD also. That is also fine. So that is one point. The other thing is, what I think is, this vacation thing is nowadays become every year thing, right? Every alternate year, we all want to go for some exotic location, some good vacation, and you need a lot of money for it. So what I suggest is that everyone should have a dedicated vacation fund. You should invest some part of your salary just for this goal. It can be anything like 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 a month, and you should maintain that fund. And out of that fund, you keep on taking out. You should take out the money every year or so. So that money is also growing, and you're also getting funded for your vacation. And if you do this, then there are a lot of options, like you can invest in equity mutual funds. You can also invest in ELSS fund, which are tax saving mutual funds. You will get ATC benefit also. Your savings will also happen. You will get good returns also. And you will also have a good corpus to fund your exotic vacations. Yeah, so does it make sense?
It does a lot of sense. Mr. Manish Chauhan, Director, JagoInvestor.com, is our expert on Swatantra this whole week. Swatantra is an investor education initiative by UTI. Stay tuned in. Hey, this is 94.3 Radio 1. I am Tarun, and on 94.3 Radio 1, this is Swatantra. It's an investor education initiative by UTI, where we are talking about investing to upgrade our family vacations. How can we do that? And Manish, you were talking about investing regularly for a long time.
Yes.
Can we invest a fixed amount every month and make it a habit for vacations?
Yes, very good point. You can invest a fixed amount every month, and that is called SIP, which is a systematic investment plan. You must every month must be seeing the advertisements these days in TV. So the best part of this is that on a fixed date, a particular amount of money gets debited from your bank account. And the best part is that, you know, it happens automatically. You don't see that money, and hence you don't spend it. The biggest problem nowadays is that because the money is available in your bank account, you can see it, you have access to it. It just it flows like water. It goes somewhere, and you don't know what is that somewhere.
Right.
So a good idea is to make sure that it gets deducted automatically and you don't have access to it.
Right.
So this is a very good way of saving for the future.
It should happen within a couple of days after your salary gets credited.
Yeah, and the best part is that, you know, your money is getting invested in different market cycles. Mm. Like when the markets are up, you are getting invested. When markets are down, so the risk also reduces with this.
Right.
Yeah.
Better returns and a good idea. Mr. Manish Chauhan, Director, JagoInvestor.com, is our expert on Swatantra. It's an investor education initiative by UTI. I'm Tarun.
UTI Mutual Fund presents UTI Swatantra Series Season 2, powered by 94.3 Radio 1.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
Good morning, this is 94.3 Radio 1. I'm your host, MJ Tarun, and on 94.3 Radio 1, this is Swatantra. It's an investor education initiative by UTI, where this whole week we are discussing how to invest to upgrade our family vacation. And Mr. Manish Chauhan is helping us with that. So you told us about different ways to invest to upgrade our vacation, Manish.
Yeah.
What are the benefits that we will get from mutual funds other than, you know, helping us with this trip?
Yeah, so I had talked about mutual funds, that you can invest in mutual fund and you can use that money for your vacation, for your trip.
Right.
So let me just give you some of the pointers of what are the other benefits of investing in mutual fund, because it is generally a new thing. People don't know much about mutual funds. So few important benefits of mutual funds are that the first thing is that the returns which you get from mutual funds, they beat inflation. When you invest in a fixed deposit or let's say PPF or these debt instruments, whatever return you are getting, inflation is also almost same. Right. So your money is only growing in numbers, but they're not catching up on the purchasing power.
Right.
So you generally get inflation adjusted returns from mutual funds are much higher.
Right.
So if you see the history, the returns from mutual fund, equity mutual funds, are somewhere around 15 to 18% on a longer basis. I'm not talking about 1 year, but if you average it out.
Right.
So the inflation, if it is at 8%, you are actually getting net 10% more returns.
Right.
So over time, your wealth creation is happening.
Right.
The other thing is that you can start with a very small amount. People generally feel that mutual funds is something like they can't invest if they don't have much money. But you can start with even 500 rupees a month, 1000 rupees a month.
Hmm.
So you don't need to have a lot of money to start with mutual funds.
Right.
The other thing is there is high liquidity. You can invest anytime and take out money anytime. You can invest today and take out your money after 1 month or after 2 days or after 10 years. It's not locked.
Hmm.
And there are various products available. Like for every kind of investor, there are different products. If you're a high risk taker, there is a product. If you want to generate a pension out of your, like you have 1 crore and you want to generate pension for you, there is a product. If you want to like invest for 6 months, there is a product. If you are a no risk taker, if you don't want to take any risk, there's a product available.
Right.
So every kind of product is available in mutual fund. That is the best part.
There are a lot of options and you can choose any one of them depending upon your needs. So, of course, there are a lot of options and we'll talk about them. Stay tuned to 94.3 Radio 1. I'm Tarun in conversation with Mr. Manish Chauhan, Director, JagoInvestor.com. This is 94.3 Radio 1. I'm your host, MJ Tarun. And on 94.3 Radio 1, this is Swatantra. It's an investor education initiative by UTI. We were talking about how to invest to upgrade our family vacations. And Mr. Chauhan told us about investing in mutual funds is a good idea. And it helps in other things as well. So what are the things that we should keep in mind before investing in a mutual fund, Manish?
Yeah, so Tarun, I'll talk about three things mainly. The first thing is that you should not come into mutual funds with the mindset of get rich quick. Okay, so most of the people equate it with stock markets. They want to double their money and all that.
Right.
So you should not come with that mindset because mutual funds are very serious investments, just like fixed deposits are there. They have evolved from decades, right? In the same way, mutual fund industry is like 20, 25 years old already, very mature. And you should come for the wealth creation mutual fund. With that mindset, you should come. The other thing is that whenever you are choosing a product, when you are choosing a fund, you should choose it as per your goal and your risk appetite. If you can't take a lot of risk, then don't invest in a fund which is very, very volatile or risky. Or if you want high returns, then don't invest in a fund which is going to be very, stable return product.
Right.
So choose it as per your risk appetite. And finally, I would say that if you think that you can't do a lot of analysis and you can't choose it, hire an advisor. It's very simple. So choose an advisor and take their help, pay the fees or whatever it is, but choose an advisor. Don't think that you can do it all yourself.
Not having an advisor sometimes can cost more.
Yes. But there are investors who can do all the analysis. They are smart enough, they can do it. But I would say hardly 1% of Indians are like that.
Right.
And people get very overconfident that they can do it and they mess it up. It's as simple as that.
Remember these things and of course stay tuned to 94.3 Radio 1. I'm Tarun in conversation with Mr. Manish Chauhan, Director, JagoInvestor.com. This is Swatantra. It's an investor education initiative by UTI.
UTI Mutual Fund presents UTI Swatantra Series Season 2, powered by 94.3 Radio 1.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
Mr. Manish Chauhan is here. He's director, JagoInvestor.com. I'm your host, MJ Tarun, on this program that's called Swatantra. It's an investor education initiative by UTI. And we are talking about family vacation and how can we invest to upgrade our family vacations. And talking about investments, Manish, is travel insurance a good investment?
First of all, insurance is not same as investment. That is the first point. Because in our country, most of the people confuse insurance as investment. And most of the policies which are sold, the insurance policies, they're actually investment products. So people confuse between those two. Insurance is mainly all about, transferring the risk to a third party. It's all about that. So whenever you are going for a vacation, there are a lot of bad things which can happen. You can miss your flight. You can lose your baggage. Some accident can happen. So all these have financial implications and these are all, they all disturb you. So if you have a good travel insurance, that insurance will cover all these things. They will pay for all these expenses.
Right.
So if you want to transfer that risk to someone else, you can go for travel insurance. If you are ready to face all those problems and risk, you can choose to not take it. So it's all about choice, I would say.
Right.
So whenever you are booking a flight ticket or anything like that online, you have that option nowadays. And on the last page, you see that you want that travel insurance or not. So I would say paying a small premium and transferring that risk of, all those headache is a good idea.
Yeah, I'll go by the same. I will always book. I always do, this thing called travel insurance.
Yeah. And if you are going out of India on a big vacation, generally it is suggested. Because if you fall ill, if something bad happens, you will have to shell out lakhs of rupees.
Right. Go for it. And of course, stay tuned to 94.3 Radio 1. Upgrade to upscale radio. Hello, this is 94.3 Radio 1. I'm your host, MJ Tarun. And on 94.3 Radio 1, we are talking about saving and investing for a good family vacation. How can we upgrade our vacations by that? And helping us with this is our expert, Mr. Manish Chauhan, Director, JagoInvestor.com. So, Manish, many people believe that we don't need to invest for a good vacation. I mean, the savings that we have in our account are enough.
It's again a choice. In bank account, you get 3.5% return. if you invest it somewhere at a good place, you would get 10, 12, 8% or 15%. So that is the difference. If you are planning for an international vacation, for example, after, let's say, 5 years, you are planning a Europe trip with your whole family and you are saving 1 lakh rupees every year, let's say. So after 5 years, if you're doing it with the bank account, you will have around what? 1 lakh rupees every year, 5 lakh rupees, a little bit of interest. Maybe it would be 5.5 lakh rupees or maybe 6 lakh rupees. If you do it with equity mutual funds, for example, and you get good returns, it will be like 9 to 10 lakh rupees.
Wow.
So it will be just double. So you can either, you know, extend the tenure of your vacation. You can have a more exotic vacation. You can take more or 2 or 3 more people.
Yeah.
Or you can just do 2 vacations in
right.
that same money.
Right.
So it's all about, you know, if you have peanuts, you will have peanuts.
Yeah. I think that's it's very self-evident. The choice is, you know, very self-evident.
And one point is, if it's a shock, if your vacation is coming in few months, then there is no difference. Because... Right. In saving bank account also, you'll get a small interest, and anywhere else you'll get a small interest. So the quantum is, the difference is not very big.
Right.
But if your vacation is after many years, then obviously there is going to be a very huge difference.
Right. Yeah. Manish, thank you so much for coming here and answering all our questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks.
UTI Mutual Fund presents UTI Swatantra Series Season 2, powered by 94.3 Radio 1.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.